Hey everybody, Josh here. It's in a world of the media here, and we've all heard of stratospheric aerosol engineering, or more likely known as chemtrails, an issue that we all know is happening to a great extent across the world. There are countless government documents talking about this. The government insists that they do this, while the media insists that we're a bunch of conspiracy theorists. Well, one of the factors in geoengineering is indeed cloud seeding, and cloud seeding is more openly acknowledged as something that happens on the regular. And Dubai is facing massive storms today. We're talking about huge, huge, huge amounts of flooding, people stuck in their streets, and so-called influencers. I actually know a few of them over there, but nonetheless, I hate the term influencer. It's terrible. Sitting in their Rolls Royces and Lambos and Bugattis in the middle of a flooded street. This isn't the first time this has happened this year, and it's from cloud seeding. It's actually considered a somewhat of a state of emergency there right now, as the Daily Mail reports Dubai underwater. Influencers are stranded in their Rolls Royces and flooded roads. Planes taxi through waters on runways, and UAE skies turn black in the middle of the day in apocalyptic scenes as storm hits region. And, you know, we reported just a few months ago about how the United Arab Emirates were going to do some insane cloud seeding, UAE to carry out hundreds of cloud seeding missions in 2024 to tackle water scarcity. And for those that still think it's some kind of conspiracy theory, well, there's literally a whole Wikipedia page of referring to government, the actual government website documents and et cetera about cloud seeding in the United Arab Emirates is very common because it's a dry place, but it's more than that. It's more nefarious than that. And it leads to a lot of crisis. And it also leads to other places in other, you know, other areas of the world facing drought because there's an equilibrium with weather throughout the world. So we're going to go into this and much more and why people should be paying attention, because there's some big news happening in the United States around this kind of stuff as of lately. And we've seen a lot of fake weather events that have led to hurricanes. You know, there's been massive earthquakes, and whistleblowers have claimed have been from weather manipulation in Antarctica. Really interesting stuff happening. Before we get into it, my friends, I urge you to check those links below. They're spraying you from the sky with cancer-causing agents. I urge people to go and check out rncstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center, your source for Laetril online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, Laetril, amygdalin, and vitamin B17 there. This could save your life. You could use code Josh, J-O-S-H, and save money on these. I just took some about an hour ago. Again, they want you dead. This is a way, I believe, in my personal opinion, to really push back a lot. And you could buy a bunch of it and it lasts a long time. So I urge people to get on that. Also, they're trying to spray your foods and destroy the food supply. Well, if you go to heavensharvest.com, you could find long-term storable foods that are non-GMO. There's organic kits, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, and books on how to get started. Use code WAM, W-A-M, that's W-A-M, and you get 5% off and, of course, free shipping in the United States. This allows you to get ahead of the Great Reset, the control collapse of the food supply, and the poisoning of the food supply, so you don't end up in Bill Gates' ration lines on a digital ID later with their CBDC and carbon credits eating bugs and modified RNA. This is a way to save yourself and your family. So I highly, highly urge people to get on this, and you could pay after. You don't have to pay all at once, and you could get larger kits, which could keep you safe for a longer period of time. Anyway, let's get into this. So this is out of the Daily Mail, and it says Dubai underwater, influencers stranded in their Rolls Royces in flooded roads, planes taxi through water on runways, and UAE skies turn black in the middle of the day in apocalyptic scenes as storms hit region. It says torrential rains and violent thunderstorms have brought apocalyptic scenes to the plush desert playground of Dubai as parts of the Gulf are brought to a standstill with authorities underprepared for the relentless deluge. Well, they should be, considering the fact that the authorities are the ones that sprayed the skies and cloud seeded and used silver and other metals, heavy metals that, of course, can make you brain dead and make you sick. Video shows luxury cars swamped in deep waters with waves buffering or buffeting the traffic as lanes were brought to a complete standstill. High-end muscle cars and Teslas were seen wading through the floods as authorities advise people to stay home. Okay, great. More stay-at-home orders. I guarantee you they're prepping us for something bigger. It says nearly 50 flights in and out of Dubai have been canceled since this morning, with shocking videos circulating online showing several jets swamped in deep water at Dubai International Airport, the busiest for international travel. Flooding hit many areas of Dubai and Abu Dhabi and the UAE capital and cut off major roads, leaving rows of luxury cars stranded as residents and tourists were forced to flee underground shopping malls and seek higher ground. Wow. These man-made disasters are really getting insane, and they're on the regular lately. In neighboring Oman, a child's body was recovered earlier on Tuesday. Oh, no. Bringing the death toll to 18 with two people missing. Emergency authorities told the official Oman news agency today. Nine school children and three adults died when their vehicles were swept away in flash floods, the news agency reported on Sunday. Unstable weather conditions are expected to continue in the region through to Wednesday, UAE's National Center of Meteorology said. So they claim you doing natural things, you know, you driving, you eating meat, traveling, you using heat in the winter and air conditioning in the summer is killing the planet. But then they terraform the planet in an unnatural way. And that's totally fine. That's totally pro-environment. It's like Bill Gates when he says, I'm an environmentalist, but then he says he wants to bury 70 million trees in order to stop climate change. It's absolutely ridiculous. I wanted to use another R word, but I'll just refrain for now. These images are crazy. And, you know, the sky turning black in the middle of the day. Look, this is, it's like they hit the button on the planes to cloud seed and they sprayed way, 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 way too much. And it got out of control because this seems to be above and beyond, don't you think? I mean, come on. Look at that. And it's not the first time this year, even, that we've seen major floods in Dubai. It happened just a couple months ago. So obviously someone is making some serious errors, or they are prepping the rest of the world and utilizing this as a litmus to see how they can lock things down, how they can keep people inside, and how they can manipulate the weather there and in other places. They have been weaponizing the weather for a long time. And this is just, it's been expanding dramatically in the last few years. Look at Maui, look at the hurricanes that hit Acapulco and Puerto Vallarta. I was there in Puerto Vallarta when it happened. The earthquakes that they're setting off, the wildfires, we're seeing a lot of this happen. It says a clip shared on Twitter/X showed an entrepreneur trapped in his Rolls Royce in Dubai as deep waters flooded the road. My Rolls Royce got flooded and we're stuck in the middle of the road in Dubai, he wrote. Just like all my friends in crypto, today I'm underwater, he posted in a follow-up. Well, that's true. Underground video showed water crashing through the ceiling of a flying tiger as shops began to flood and infrastructure buckle under the pressure. I'm guessing flying tiger is like a grocery store or something, a chain. I don't know. Products were blasted out across the shop floors as water poured from the ceiling, bystanders helpless to act. It's insane. Above the city, Dubai skies, usually electric blue and cloudless, darkened to night-like conditions in mid-afternoon as a second storm front blew in. Lightning flashed across the sky earlier Tuesday, occasionally touching the tip of the Burj Khalifa, the world's tallest building. Authorities sent tanker trucks into the streets to pump away the water, but some inland areas of the desert country recorded more than 80 millimeters, 3.2 inches of rain, approaching the annual average of about 100 millimeters. That's insane. Rain is not common in UAE, but occurs periodically during the cooler winter months. Many roads and other areas lack drainage for managing floods. You'd think with all the people that they stole the passports of and made slaves over there, they could have made a good drainage system. The weather board urged residents to take all the precautions and to stay away from areas of flooding and water accumulation in a post on X, formerly Twitter. A total of 17 inbound and outbound flights were canceled during the morning and three were diverted, Dubai's airport said in a statement. Government officials were recommended in parts of the Sultanate, while some residents were told to shelter if they felt in danger or were asked by authorities to do so. I'm going to kind of dig into this a little bit more. There's this flying tiger store. I don't know what that is. Looks like a shopping mall or a subway station here. We're seeing some really insane images. We're seeing floods actually all over deserts in Africa too, and in the Sahara Desert. And a lot of people have been wondering, is this a biblical apocalypse? Is this the governments of the world purposely creating apocalyptic events? Well, we know they're targeting the food supply. We know that they've been targeting, the farms, not just, you know, economically and telling people that they have to give up their farms in the Netherlands and other places, but also in, you know, the cases of, you know, massive weather events that could be weaponized to destroy these farms. And we know the UAE openly says that they carry out hundreds of cloud seeding missions, and they were going to do this in 2024. This is an article I mentioned a while ago, but this is from, I believe, January. Yeah, January 18th of 2024. I mentioned it at the time. I said, this is bad news. We saw flooding, I think, actually around that time as well. UAE, heavy rains, thunder, and more inside the NCM's cloud seeding missions. In an exclusive interview with Arabian Business, UAE Research Program for Rain Enhancement Science, Director Alia Al-Mazrui discusses cloud seeding missions, rainfall targets, and more. So this was just 24 hours ago before this flood. This article came out 16th April 2024, but early in the middle of the night. So this flooding has been happening since. And I've seen a lot of people on Twitter saying, you know, people I follow on Twitter that are in Dubai saying, yeah, I've decided to move back to the UK or wherever they're from. I'm not okay with this weather. And then there's sandstorms coming in and they're pissed off about it. A lot of it is weather manipulation. And they've been doing this for a long time. And like I said, there's a Wikipedia article literally detailing the cloud seeding in the United Arab Emirates. And they do it all over the world. And of course, they've been utilizing this since World War II for smoke screens. But they've developed it into much more nefarious things like what they call stratospheric aerosol geoengineering, which cloud seeding is technically part of because they are geoengineering when they do this. But usually that means that they're spraying air, you know, things like aluminum, barium, and strontium into the atmosphere and raining it down onto people. And, you know, even people like Bill Gates has actually said in interviews before, maybe it's not the best idea to do that. You know, it's bad when Bill Gates is saying that and people say, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. They still have this stupid community notes that the globalists run X and WEF run X, formerly Twitter, where they attack anyone who tries to talk about what they would say is chemtrails. Maybe chemtrails isn't the best word for it, but it's the most easy word to spread. The problem is that it's now just kind of laughed at when people mention it, but it's a real thing that has been affecting a lot of people for a long time. It's led to massive cancer rates, massive aluminum rates. Again, speaking of aluminum, years ago, I did a study in Manitoba, Canada, which we actually sent samples to the University of Manitoba, where this is, yes, I'm Canadian, where we had found, we took soil and then we waited until there was a big spray in the sky. We documented that, which it wasn't hard to wait. It wasn't a long wait at all. And then we checked the top amounts of the soil as well. And that was conclusive. It showed that there was a massive amount of aluminum in the soil compared to previous. And I think I'll bring something up for you. I wasn't planning to, but I figure I may as well. So hold on. I saw something really interesting earlier today on Twitter, which I think people should check out. So let me just put that up on the screen. Live editing is a hell of a thing. Okay, here we go. So this is a video from a person in France who decided to take a magnet to the metals on his window. Now, this is extremely interesting. Pay attention. So he takes out a card. I'll fast forward to him doing that. There we go. He's scraping the dust off his windshield. He seems to know what he's doing with that card. I won't make any comments about that. But here he takes a magnet and you'll watch it slowly attach itself to the magnet. You see it moving and attaching itself to the magnet there. So these are metals. These are heavy metals, which, by the way, heavy metals are the number one cause of loss of taste and smell, which is interesting after the last few years. I think they upped the amount of metals they were spraying big time, and it led to people having stupid excuses. Oh, I had COVID. Well, it's never been isolated. It's only been cultured in deer monkey kidney cells and compared to a computer simulation. So you couldn't have shown that you had, well, PCR tests. Well, PCR tests don't test for anything specific. But one thing that is logical is that, you know, we have stuff like this, these metals, these heavy metals, you're breathing it in. You know, Spain openly said that they were working with the United Nations at the beginning of 2020 to spray the skies far more than usual in order to combat COVID. But they're spraying the skies with heavy metals. Yeah. How's that combating any illness? If anything, that only leads to more illness. Whenever I get sick, it's usually right after a day of heavy spraying. And, you know, we've actually seen some interesting news come out surrounding this issue in Tennessee, I believe. Yeah, let me pull this up. So Tennessee lawmakers vote to ban geoengineering with allusions to chemtrails conspiracy theory. The bill would prohibit technologies that could modify the atmosphere, but lawmakers comments about it towed a line between fact and fiction. Okay, listen, what are they so afraid of? If they aren't doing this, then ban it, and then it's not an issue, but they're freaking out over. This is from April 1st, 2024. And surprisingly, is not a April Fool's joke. There's been a lot of that going around lately. But you know, we see, yes, contrails do exist, and some of them do actually last for a long period of time. That's one thing that I've always said, that people among the those speaking out against stratospheric aerosol geoengineering get wrong. They say, "Oh, contrails never stay for a long period of time." Yes, they do, but it's not often, but it does happen. But when you see one wing of a plane spraying and then the other wing of the plane spraying and then one turns off and the other keeps going, and then you can see them turn on and off, people could say, oh, it's pockets of humidity and precipitation, except for the fact that it'll happen sometimes in the winter in the coldest, driest months with basically no precipitation in the air. Everything's frozen and lower down at a lower level, and the clouds are lower as well. And we've seen that as well in the middle of humidity. It's almost the exact same thing. It's just that people are picking and choosing their arguments with this. Some of the people debunking so-called chemtrails are correct, actually, to some degree, but it doesn't mean that they're overall correct. The fact is, yes, they are spraying the skies. Yes, they are trying to kill us. Yes, there are contrails, but yes, there are so-called chemtrails as well. And we are witnessing them manipulate weather around the world, destroy farms, destroy the environment under the guise of saving the environment. I mean, Bill Gates, before he said that it was a bad idea many years ago, I remember maybe 15 years ago, him saying that it's a good idea in order to stop climate change to spray the skies with heavy metals. It's insane. He once said, well, you spray the skies with heavy metals and it could affect negatively, people, but it could be good for the environment. So it's something that you have to decide whether you want to do this or that. Al Gore has also spoken on this issue many times before about stratospheric aerosol geoengineering. CBC Canada, the government-run media, has said we should start doing this. Well, but we've been doing it for a long time. I mean, it's so insane. They'll play in one page, oh, it's a conspiracy theory, and then on the other page, they'll say, but we're doing it. And then on the other page, oh, we're going to do it. And then the next page again, oh, conspiracy theories, no such thing. So this is kind of the reality we're living in right now. It's insane. I know it never ends, but We see a massive flooding event in Dubai. We're going to see more of those. We're seeing it in the Sahara Desert, massive floods in the middle of the sand where you never see rain. You've seen the Maui wildfires, which, a lot of people say were lasers, blah, 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 blah. I don't know. I know there's weather manipulation. I know the blue roof thing has something to it. There must be a reason why so many elites are painting their roofs blue, and why certain spectrums, including blue, will not get hit by lasers in EMP attacks and laser attacks, which again are a thing. You can start a fire with a laser in your house using the right mirrors and the right reflections. And on top of that, I mean, look, they want us dead. They want to destroy farms. They want to push a climate change agenda. The more weather events happen, the more they can claim we need to stop man-made climate change, which isn't a thing. Anthropogenic global warming is not a thing. However, anthropogenic weather modification by the government is a thing. Human-caused climate change. It's only the government doing it. Isn't it ironic that they do that in order to allegedly stop climate change? I mean, my goodness, talk about a circle. We need to stop man-made climate change, even though it's not really a thing. So we're going to change the climate in order to stop man-made climate change. You're starting to see a puzzle kind of come together here. We are living in idiocracy by far. And you know, with all that, we have seen the restrictions on farmers, the farmer protests, the attempts in Germany to ban driving on weekends, the push for 15-minute cities and CBDCs, which are all coming out this year. I've been to a 15-minute city as well in Oxford in my documentary. You could help fund that documentary if you go to that gogetfunding.com campaign below. But there's that. And then there are carbon credits, which are already being attached to bank accounts. The digital ID system being forced on people in Sierra Leone for any government or financial services whatsoever. You can't live there. You can't have a job. You can't eat. You can't go to the bank. You can't drive any of those things without a digital ID, which is run by Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the United Nations as well. And voila, You have that mixed with the Kenyan carbon credits, the push for carbon credits in Canada, the United States, and the UK with secret government nudge units. And I think the story comes together pretty obviously. So again, they can call it conspiracy theory. I think they're trying to kill us. I think they're trying to give us cancer. I think they're trying to, you know, cause us to be infertile. They're putting stuff in the food that makes children, that blocks children's puberty, which is insane, and also makes adults infertile. It causes cancer, causes heart issues, it causes strokes, it causes all these different things. And they're building up to such an extent that every time I do a video, I miss 90% of it because it's just, there's so much of it happening. And yet we're the bad guys and we must eat the bugs and drink the sewage and you will own nothing and you will be enslaved, my dear peasants. And again, there are so many examples of the WEF's influence in this. But, you know, since World War II, they've been pushing the chemtrail agenda. 1967, they upped it a lot. 1997, they upped it 5 times, 10 times more. And those deep blue skies you don't really see anymore unless you go to some far out places. And I was just in one of those places. They still spray there, but not as much in Bodrum, Turkey. And, you know, around the agency, you don't see as much of it, but you do see it. You see it in the Sahara Desert where they're training to cause massive weather events, in my opinion, to flood or cause droughts in other places. Because if you bring water from one place to another and force it all in one place, you're going to get a flood there. While the places that you took it from are going to get a drought and cause die-offs of the food from the droughts and die-offs of the farms as well and the food from the flooding. It's a win-win for the globalist psychotic bastard establishment and a lose-lose for us because, well, we are. If you're stuck in a big city especially and you are dependent on their grid and dependent on their grocery stores and dependent on their roads and dependent on their banking system, then, well, you're dependent, and therefore you lack the humanity that God gave you. I mean, again, humanity is based in individualism, self-responsibility, and freedom, and those are all synonymous things. And it's not, I'm not attacking anyone that's in big cities. I've been living in big cities off and on my whole life. I'm putting it this way. Tyranny comes under the guise of convenience, and they push us into these places so then we're weak, and then they could come at us later on and bring in emergency orders and force us into their new gulag, which is supposed to be more convenient. They'll give you free homes and free food and all this kind of stuff, but at a cost. That cost would be your very humanity, your soul, your consciousness, your ability to break free and live free and spread your wings and find new things that you want to do in life and explore. Instead, you're forced into a little prison planet and prison city and prison neighborhood and prison building. And you have no way to stretch your arms. And I mean, in China, they are already digging up the roads of small rural farming communities, as I've been recently reporting, and making it so that the farmers and people in these rural communities can't go anywhere and can't move so that they're forced into the new 15-minute neighborhoods in China, and as they get rid of their agricultural industry and make it all automatic and autonomous and made by machine AI controlled food production, where they poison your food and then you get it through your rations if you're a good little slave. We must resist it. We must reject it at all costs, because eugenics agenda is an attack on humanity. It's a war on humanity. It's a Tower of Babel, and we must withdraw, reject, and build and grow. And again, food, water, shelter, self-defense, you're not gathering things for the toughest guy on the block. Gold, silver, as in my opinion, not investment advice, privacy coins, all these things to reject that system. Again, as always, I urge people to go and check out heavensharvest.com for long-term storable foods that are non-GMO. There's organic kits, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, books on how to get started. Again, use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get 5% off and free shipping in the U.S. It's just one of the many ways that you can reject the system. But this is one of the most important ways, because, again, it means that you eat. The world's first currency, my friends, was food. And this means that you're not getting your food sprayed on. You're not getting your food rationed to you with bugs and mRNA. It means that you aren't going to be a slave to them out of dependence because you are hungry and your family's hungry. We also have, of course, rncstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center, your source for Laetril online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, Laetril, amygdalin, and vitamin B17 there. You could use code Josh, JOSH, and you save money on this as well. I very much recommend people go and check this out. Very important. It's going to be banned someday. And we've done so many videos with John Richardson Jr. And we really hope you go and check those out. It's amazing what this stuff can do. And I just took some before this video, actually. Also, make sure to check out madtravnutrition.com for 100% organic Peruvian coffee from Jamie Ike over at Iconic. You can get Manuka honey. And of course, you can get mushroom tinctures. There's so many good stuff, things on this site, well-sourced. And you could use code Josh, J-O-S-H, and save money on that. So I highly recommend that. Of course, we have Wild Pastures. You get 20% off for life, plus $15 off your first box, 100% grass-fed and finished beef, pasture-raised pork, pasture-raised chicken, and wild-caught seafood. No mRNA, no modified RNA, no, of course, GMOs or pesticides or hormones, antibiotics, or any other chemicals. All raised in regenerative family farms in 48 U.S. states, delivered to your door, temperature controlled, customizable as you see fit. You help the farmers, you help your health. This is a solution all around, and you're actually saving money versus inflation versus the dangerous shit that they put in the grocery store. So I urge people to check that out. Of course, we have Lion Energy for batteries, solar panels, solar chargers, generators, etc. Use our link so you aren't dependent on the government grid. You get free shipping and money off on your order. Very important as well, indeed. And of course, with everything said and done, one of the number one things that people are enslaved by is their money is stuck in the banking system. CBDCs, that's how they're going to force everyone into bondage. I urge people to use our link in the description. It's firstnationalbullion.com/schedule-consult. And if you use our link and sign up with Mark Gonzalez, I highly recommend you use our link and sign up with Mark Gonzalez. You can buy physical gold and silver. You can get physical gold and silver in vaults. You can, or in your home, whichever you see fit. And you can roll over into physical gold or silver IRAs, 401ks, etc. So this is, I think, an amazing opportunity here. He's a freedom fighter, Mark is. And I urge people, when you sign up, put in the comments that you found them at World Alternative Media or WAM, W-A-M. To close this off, I appreciate any help any of you guys can give us. We have our GoGetFunding.com campaigns. We seriously could not survive without you guys. So we just, like, God bless all of you. We went bankrupt. I'm on the road. I don't have a home right now. Got rid of my home. And I'm waiting on a visa right now so I can get involved in a really cool project that I'm going to be announcing soon. And I can't wait to show all of you guys that. So I really appreciate it. You guys are heroes. You guys are, you know, making it possible for us to get this truth out on a regular basis. So I have to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Anyway, it's getting dark out here where I am. So I appreciate everyone watching. And as always, we have a Teespring store. Of course, on top of it, we have a GoGetFunding, Patreon, Subscribestar, Bitcoin, and a Cointree link, all in the description. The Cointree link has a bunch of different cryptocurrencies that you could donate in, if you please, including privacy coins. We have, of course, our accounts on Telegram, Rockfin, Band.video, BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, and Brighteon at World Alternative Media. We're on Hive, Steemit, and Vigilante.tv at Josh Sigurdsson. And we're on the Bad Guys, TikTok and Instagram, World Alternative Media, Twitter and Getter at World Alt Media. And of course, all the major podcast platforms, except for Spotify, where we, of course, were banned. Hit that like button, share on social media, hit the notification bell, and hit subscribe if you have not yet already. And as always, my friends, live freely, live by example. Don't fall for the tricks. I know you won't. This is Josh Sigurdsson signing out from World Alternative Media. Find the truth, be the change.